The voice of that beautiful singer just caused you to be still. The song is sung by Carrie Joby. She's a sweet sister that I've never met, I don't know if anybody out there has ever met her that I'm speaking to on this fun conference call, but I do know, and we know, and we will, someday, when our brother and Lord, Jesus Christ, come to gather us together in the air, we'll meet her. Anyway, thank you, Barney, and thank you, Father, for giving me this privilege to share my heart. So let's just go ahead and you know, look at 1 Thessalonians 4:13 together. And whatever translation you have, whatever, if it's on your phone or your Bible, or you don't even have to go there. This is God's word, and it's living and alive, and he can work in it however he wants. And he's got. So 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, and I may add a little bit of, change the words a little bit, but it doesn't really matter because I know that I'm communicating God's heart, because I am still, my soul is still. So, but verse 13, chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren. God doesn't want us to be stupid about this stuff, concerning them which are asleep. And that's basically brothers and sisters that have died. That we sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, our brothers and sisters, who fell asleep, whoever they may be, from eternity, I mean, from before, anyway. I get excited when I go to God's word. So let me read verse 14, the second half again. Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain, and those will be those of us that are fortunate enough to be physically alive when we meet our Lord in the air. And this could be the moment before the moment, my beautiful family. Okay. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede or prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, verse 18, comfort one another with these words. Man, oh man, we live in some very turbulent times. I don't know about you guys, but I've had quite a day. And there's some very unpleasant things happening around us, all of us. I mean, look at what's been going on. And it's really easy to get caught up in all of the stuff, what he said, she said, what the news said, what everybody said, everybody, whatever. We live in a very busy world, and it's ever-changing. And that one thing that we can rely upon is that God changes not. And so I like to say, as a lot of us do, and it's quite a statement, but God, oh, be still, my soul. Let's read Psalm 46:10 together, shall we? You don't have to go there unless you want to. I'm going to be reading in two different translations. And the first one is going to be in the King James translation. So let me get there. I love you guys so much. All of you. Whoever is calling in, you. Whoever is going to listen to this little sharing, I love you. As you know, God is love, and he's here with us all the time. And when our hearts are still, when we're still, it's really easy to hear his voice. And it's pretty crazy around here these days, but regardless of if we're still, he's always with us. So Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And that's the truth. And it's kind of a, you know, command. It sounds kind of, you know, be still. So I'm going to read it like this. Be still and know, gnosko. Some of you know that word. It's the word that means that you really, really know because you've experienced it. That I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. There's a lot of stuff out there in the world today, and I choose to believe God's word because I believe it's the truth. So I'm going to read God's word version. I don't know if any of you are familiar with this one, but so many versions out there. I really like this one. Psalms 46:10. Let go of your concerns. Just let them go. Give them to God. Then you will know, gnosko, that I am God. You really got to let him go. And there's this verse, that, and it says, cast your care upon me because I care for you. And if you ever get an opportunity, look up that and look at that verse and know that those two words, cast, are different. And that word care, first care, is any anxious thought, anything that's bugging you. And the second word, care, is the care that a mother would have for her baby when she's nursing. Isn't that sweet? I love that. So, I've got my teaching written out really, really nicely, and it's pretty organized, considering. But let's be still together. We're going to go to Exodus 14:14 next. And the context of this record is such an amazing record. Moses, everybody's heard about Moses. He was God's guy. And, you know, he's leading the children of Israel away from slavery, basically. And that, it's really an amazing record. And they've seen some amazing miracles. Oh, my gosh. There's so many that, for time's sake, I can't go over them all. But for one thing, God had Moses part the Red Sea so the children of Israel could flee. And then he came back and swallowed up the Egyptian army. That's pretty amazing, huh? But these people, these children of Israel, that God loved with all his heart, he still does, and there's great, great things going to happen for them in the future. They're complaining. But everyone's complaining. Even Moses was complaining. And, you know, people sometimes forget that Moses was just a guy. But he was God's guy at that time. Anyway, I'm going to read Exodus 14:14, and this is the God's Word translation. Okay, and I have it here. Okay, Exodus 14:14. This is what it says in the GW translation. the Lord is fighting for you. And God's talking to Moses, basically, in the record, but the Lord is fighting for you. So be still. That's one of the reasons why I chose that song. It's like, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and but God is fighting for us. He's not done with us yet. And we need to just be still and focus on the truth of God's word and love each other. There's this old song that I used to listen to all the time, and it says, "Love the one you're with" by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And that one song is pretty applicable to us, since we have the love of God in us. He's around us. I mean, and we can be still and love people in this crazy world. So I'm going to end with a prayer. And I just am just so thankful. So, Heavenly Father, oh God, you are so amazing and good. We are so thankful to be living in this administration of grace, and it's your grace and your mercy that make the difference. And we know, Father, we really do know. I know, and I know there's people on the line that know, that my brothers and sisters in Christ that I've known for a long, long time, even though it's not as long as eternity. We know how good you are. So, Father God, I thank you for this night. I thank you for everyone listening, their entire families, everyone. God, you know everybody's name. You know all the names of all the stars. You created them, and you've chosen to be our Father. And I thank you, Father, for peace in our hearts, that we can know that you are the one that gives the peace that passes all understanding. And when we look to you, Father, and you tell us that a lot in manifestations and in your Bible, but that's, it's the truth. So, Father, thank you that we can just have no fear this night, because I know that your Bible, your word, Father, that's available to billions of people in different forms, I know that there are 365 times where it says to fear not. So thank you for no fear, and that we can all just look to the blessed day when we meet our Lord and Savior and we get to be with you forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.